You are listening to the Mother of All Talk Shows podcast with George Galloway.
Kirby Summers was a popular guest last time. Only in audio, I'm afraid to say. She is an investigative journalist and author of note. And she's right on the money when it comes to the Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, and we must add, the Prince Andrew story, which is rapidly unfolding in a New York courtroom, coming your way very soon. Kirby, thank you very much indeed for joining us again. I'm right, aren't I, that if Prince Andrew does not enter a defense in the next, I think it's 17, 18 days from now, judgment may be given against him by default, and damages of millions of pounds awarded to the complainant. Tell us.
You're always right, George. I want to first thank you for having me on again.
Welcome.
It is a black eye for Buckingham Palace. He has, from the moment that he receives the lawsuit, and we do not know if he has accepted it. So from the moment that he physically touches that document, he has 21 days to respond. If he does not respond, you are absolutely 100% right, as usual. He will lose by default.
And millions might be awarded, millions which he can't afford, and we're not ready to pay as a people.
The amount was not disclosed. It's usually never disclosed. So, for example, when Virginia Giuffre, who was also suing Prince Andrew, sued Ghislaine Maxwell for defamation, the amount was not of the settlement was not made public. So in this case, I am assuming, like you just said, that it is a very large number. But, you know, we have to really consider their position. For 5 years, David Boies, who is Virginia's attorney in this matter, has attempted to get a response, some kind of communication line open with Prince Andrew. And for 5 years, he has stonewalled them. No response, no communication, nothing. And so that basically this lawsuit, it only happened, George, because there was a statute of limitations which pretty much ends this weekend, I believe, because when she was sexually allegedly assaulted in New York City by Prince Andrew in New York, New York's law meant that she was below the age of 18, so she was 17 at the time. That gave her the ability to sue under the Child Victims Rights Act, but that expires right around now. So had she not sued, and really I do not believe it was her first desire to sue, or she would have done it before. This was a last minute thing. They were trying to get Prince Andrew to just, let's talk about this. Let's privately. He refused. So, it could go either way. He could decide to continue to ignore it. Then there will be a judgment. However, the matter will dissolve, right? Because there's nothing else to litigate. Or, and I've heard that, you know, there are other women that he had access to via Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein, who went on to stay on their side, became very wealthy, either through marriage or their own adventures in business. And there's one that I know of in particular who I have been told behind the scenes is ready to testify on behalf of Prince Andrew, but then again, so is Ghislaine Maxwell.
Yeah, I'm not sure that testimony would be the wisest course for Prince Andrew to follow. If he responds within that 21-day period, will he have to appear in this New York courtroom?
I'm sure that Prince Andrew probably has a lot of leeway. It is a civil lawsuit. A lot of my followers, and probably many people around the world, upon hearing this, have mixed feelings. I think people are mistaking it for maybe a criminal matter that has been brought against him. No, it is a civil matter. And as a civil matter, even though it is carried out according to the law of New York, they have some leeway. He doesn't necessarily have to come to New York. He can settle this through his attorneys, you know, just attorney to attorney. Let's settle this. Or if he does decide he wants to take the hard road, which I would recommend personally he doesn't, because this only extends, I mean, the foolishness that he has made his entire family and all of the UK by extension go through is ridiculous. So in my opinion, I think he would be wise to settle. But if he decides to be stubborn, which we have seen him be, as in the case of the BBC interview that he should never have given, if he decides to step into the ring and not settle, then he will be forced to walk into a New York courtroom, yes.
And just to set out the facts, she alleges, and there is a photograph which we've all seen published in the newspapers, by his testimony, that has to be a fake photograph because he says he never met her.
Exactly.
He never went dancing with her. He never sweated on the dance floor because he was incapable of sweating at the time. And in any case, he was in a Pizza Express in Dorking at the date and time. He says he's never, or he has no recollection of ever having met her, and he definitely has never had sexual relations with that woman. So,
bravo, yes.
There's a he said, she said element to all this, but how would he explain the photograph unless he can establish the photograph is a fake?
That's correct. But what he failed to take into consideration is that there were other girls and young women, let's say, in Jeffrey Epstein's New York City mansion. So one of them, Johanna Schuberg, I think you probably know and have heard about this. She was in Epstein's home. They were celebrating some kind of another party. Andrew had so many parties with Epstein and Ghislaine. But in any event, they were celebrating another party. They gave Prince Andrew a puppet that was made in his likeness. Johanna Schuberg basically ended up sitting on his lap. Virginia Giuffre was sitting on another chair. Ghislaine is sort of like the, you do this, you do this, you do this. But Prince Andrew, of his own volition, took the puppet and put it on Johanna's breast. So Johanna will, in fact, be at least one of what appear to be several women who will be testifying. You know, they can't really say they were in the same room when Andrew was allegedly having sex / raping Virginia, an underage trafficked girl, but they can say they saw them together. So that alibi that he has, that he doesn't know her, he didn't meet her, that is going to be immediately squashed.
It's very flimsy, that one. What can you tell us about the latest on the Ghislaine Maxwell story? The last time we spoke, she was suffering setback after setback in the New York courts. Is it still going against her?
Yeah, so on Friday the 13th, she had a very bad Friday the 13th. I think that what a lot of people that are not watching this as closely as perhaps you or I have missed is that from the very first day that Ghislaine Maxwell showed up in court, which was July the 14th of 2020, they have been trying this case before our eyes. So it's been very spy-like, very magic-like. So it wasn't just that she stood before the judge on the 14th of July and requested bail. They also threw in Jeffrey Epstein's non-prosecution agreement and basically told the judge at that time, throw out the case. Well, motion after motion after motion has gotten us to Friday the 13th, where basically Ghislaine Maxwell, and I'm going to read you the four attempts to get out of jail that she presented to the court, and you tell me which one. If you want me to expand on all, I will, but I'll tell you what she tried. Number one, she tried the Bill Cosby defense. Number two, she tried the double jeopardy defense. The third defense, of course, is the fallback Jeffrey Epstein non-prosecution defense. And the fourth one is the Mann Act. She was denied on all four, but if you want me to explain this, I'm
happy to. What's the Mann Act?
The Mann Act is when someone is transported across state lines for the purpose to be trafficked. Now, in this case, when she tried to have it applied to her, it does have a 5-year statute of limitations. And her argument is, well, I'm being tried for the years 2001 and 2000 through 2004, so this applies to me. Judge Allison Nathan, who was presiding over the case, said, no. And I'll tell you why. And she said, not only did you transport them across state lines, but you sexually assaulted them too. Denied.
Wow. And what's the Bill Cosby defense, just for those who are not following that particular one as closely as us?
So Bill Cosby had a verbal non-prosecution agreement in the state of New York with a certain prosecutor. When that person retired and someone else took his position, they decided to prosecute him and put him in jail. His attorneys fought and said, hey, wait a minute, we have a non-prosecution agreement. This is not supposed to happen. And the other person who then took over the other person's position agreed and said, okay, you're right, it should not have happened. You get to leave jail. You have your get out of jail free card. Ghislaine Maxwell decided, if that's going to happen to Bill Cosby, I can get that too. The judge said no. And the reason she said no is because Bill Cosby, his non-prosecution agreement happened in the state of New York. And he only requested that it be reinstated and sort of reconfirmed in the same state. And the judge said, you're talking about Jeffrey Epstein's non-prosecution, which may not apply to you at all, which happened in Florida. So no on that one, too.
So she lost all these four counts. It was a very bad Friday the 13th for
Absolutely.
Her. What comes up next, Kirby?
Well, they're trying to get the trial is scheduled to commence on November. And what's really interesting is that she has really tried to present herself as a victim, meaning that she has complained about the water, about her hair falling out, about losing weight, about unedible food. And one would think that if you are having such a terrible time in jail, then you want this to be heard sooner rather than later if you're definitely as innocent as she is proclaiming to be. So what they really want is for the case to be not heard in November, but to be heard in the beginning of the next year. And the judge has basically said, okay, I'll think about it. I'll let you know. So that's outstanding.
Kirby, you are the oracle on this story. We'll be back in touch. Thank you very much indeed for joining us on the Mother of All Talk Shows. Now, thanks for downloading the Moats podcast this week. As a result, listenership is up 151%. More of you downloaded the podcast this week than in the whole month of June. We're now being listened to in 64 countries, including Lebanon, Tanzania, Bahrain, Guinea, Kuwait, Iran, and many more. To download this week's podcast, search Moats the Podcast from wherever you get your podcasts from, or from following the link on the Moats TV Twitter account. If you do listen, give a 5-star review. Why don't you?